Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I wish I understood why I had to be here right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you exactly if you want why you're here. I'm Donna, by the way. I'm the intake person here at the treatment center, and you know we deal with this all the time because you're here because you're. You know, I can look at your file and you failed your drug test, and your employer is one of our, you know, clients. And whenever someone fails the drug test, they end up coming here so that we can hopefully help you keep your job.
Well, I get a little bit frustrated that, you know, I have to take a drug test off a simple mistake at work and, you know, there's no proof that I did anything wrong at work. I don't see why I should have to be here for stuff I do on my own time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, you know. I mean, that's the way a lot of people feel, but the bottom line is that, that's the policies and procedures of your workplace, and, you know, if you want to, they require that, and you have a job that's, you know, it looks like, what do you do? It looks like you drive heavy equipment.
Yeah, most of the time I just, I'm a loader, and I operate one of the smaller forklifts, loading and unloading our larger trucks. It's a warehouse-type job. And I think, I got the call to come in and take a drug test after I made a simple mistake, and I just got distracted at work.
What did you do?
I dropped part of a partial pallet on the floor. I got distracted by someone else moving, you know, and I hit the brakes a little too hard and dumped some of the product on the floor.
Well, you know, that is something, you know, when somebody is impaired, and marijuana is particularly bad for that. It looks like that's what you failed on your drug test was the marijuana. And, you know, that's particularly bad for that. It makes those mistakes a lot more likely to happen.
Yeah, but, I've never smoked marijuana at work or before work.
Well, how much do you smoke?
You know, I might smoke a little bit with my girlfriend when we get home from work and we're relaxing. But, and every once in a while on the weekends if we're barbecuing with our friends. But, you know, nothing.
So it sounds like you smoke almost every day.
Yeah, but not that much. I just, you know, it's kind of to unwind at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, but it stays in your system. You know, that's the bottom line here, too, is that it stays in your system. So, and it really doesn't affect you. I know you don't think it affects you that much and you're not smoking that much, but, you know, it's still just, it's a drug and it still affects you.
Well, I think my issue, you know, as far as the company is concerned, is that, the testing is supposed to happen only if, you know, they have probable cause, and I feel like, you know, people make errors at work all the time, and people get distracted because stuff that's going on with their kids or, you know, their wife or, you know, who knows what else, their credit cards, and they make mistakes at work and they don't get drug tested. But I just got chosen, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I hear that a lot too, where people, you know, in your situation feel like they're picked out and, you know, but that's just not the case. That's, you know, it's just the policy.
Well, like I said when we started, what am I going to do here? I mean, I need to get back to work. This is wasting time and reducing my paycheck, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what the requirements are. We have a program that's designed specifically for this, and you have to sign an agreement that you won't smoke any pot or do any other things, any other drugs, for the next 6 months. And that's part of the program. You need to sign that you can do that. You need to be able to come here twice a week. And we'll go through an intake, and that'll determine more about how much time you need to spend here. But we need to get a lot more information from you about what your history with drug use is. But the minimum is that you'd have to come here twice a week. And then we also require that you go to meetings, and you go to a couple of those a week, too, and we'll get a signature for that, too.
What kind of meetings are we talking about?
Most people that come in for marijuana go to NA meetings.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend who had to go through AA stuff because of an arrest, and you know, he had me tag along once just to show me what, you know, what he had to do every week, and I don't feel comfortable going to those meetings.
Well, you know, for this, in this case, you just don't really have a choice if you want to keep your job. It's just the way the program is set up. And we also know that that's what helps people, you know, get off of it, because clearly you would have given it up already if you weren't having some serious problems with it. So, you know, you would have already given it up.
I'd given what up? Smoking?
Yeah, because you knew it was against the regulations. So, you know, if it had been important enough to you to keep your job, you would have probably given it up before.
Well, I've been working for the same company for 13 years, and I've never had an issue. So I, you know, I don't see it as some sort of problem what I do on my own time.
Yeah, well, it's caused a problem now because you're here. And you're having to deal with it. So it's sort of like, well, got to just face the problem, and it's here. And that's the way, you know, I guess you could decide it's not worth it to you, and you could just walk out that door, but, you know, it's what it is. So what, can I set you up with an intake appointment? They, you know, that's a couple hours long, and they just find out really exactly what your whole history is and how much you've always been using and what kind of use you've had. Help, you know, determine what the best treatment for you is.
Well, I guess, you know, you just told me that this intake appointment's supposed to determine how much I have to come in here. What motivation do I have to tell, you know, the truth about any past drug use?
Well, we're going to be testing you every week. So, you know, anything that you use, just about anything you use will be in your system. And, you know, we have to report those tests back to your employer. We have to report the results of those. So it's sort of like a probationary thing that they have you on. They give you this opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to get better and do it. And that's sort of where we are. So what do you think? Shall I make you an appointment?
Yeah, I guess I don't have a choice.
Okay, good. We'll call down and make you an appointment.
All right.
Okay.